They're helping us to increase our bounty, our understanding of self, our entitlement. So they're asking us to remember that we're frequency beings, that we're vibrational energy, we're vibrational beings of light. And so as we will permit ourselves to receive these golden rays of light, to receive our holiness, to receive our awareness, to receive our true essence, our true nature, our true worth, they are beginning to bring forth the bestowing of our acquaintance. In other words, we're coming to acquaint ourselves with our true inheritance, our true worth, our true light. So as they're establishing this birthright, as they're establishing this authority, they're asking you to allow yourselves to receive, to settle back, to settle in, and to breathe in your true awareness, your true ascension status. Because as you will move into your empowerment, as you will move into your place of true divine inheritance, there is a source that will keep giving. There is a source that will keep breathing in light through you as you. And that's what they're asking us to claim this evening, is the awareness that we are the light that we are receiving. We are the light that we are coming to understand. We are the empowerment that we claim, that we permit to have bestowed upon us, to us, through us, as us. So as we are willing to serve this most high claim, as we are most willing to serve this most high attunement of awareness, what in truth we're doing is saying yes to our own holy witness, saying yes to our own holy self. So they're saying that we have a tendency to play martyrdom. In other words, to see these divine beings, to see these masters that we look up to, that we pray to, as being more higher or more aware than we are. And they're saying this is only because we're attending to our lowly state. In other words, it's cause for ascension, it's cause for celebration, it's cause for recognition, as we will receive the empowerment of equal exchange. Now, when they say equal exchange, what they're saying is like equals like. So when we recognize these energies, when we recognize our own association to these attunements, what we're saying, what we're declaring, what we're witnessing is an even energy exchange. In other words, that we are parallel, that we are one with these masters of truth. Now, whatever masters come to mind is ideal and perfect for you. There is no proper name, there's no proper form or witness, because all are welcome into your own capacity. What travels forth, what comes through, are the masters that are most convenient. In other words, the ones that we are particularly akin to serving, the ones that we attune to their frequency. They're asking us to pay attention, because the reason that we adjust to a certain master's frequency is because we're recognizing our own true claim. We're recognizing our own true abundance. So if you have a capacity to serve in the area of compassion, such as lovely Kuan Yin, then it's recognizing that she embodies your own true witness, your own true inheritance. So imagine yourselves looking into the eyes of Kuan Yin and recognizing your own holy self, because that's what she's doing for you. She's helping you to understand that which you're coming here to experience in the here and now. So they're saying this is not fairy tale, this is not made up stuff, this is not something for a future adventure, that the sign of the times is now for us to breathe in our holiness and recognize our likeness, to recognize when they speak of the mirroring effect, as we all know and understand that in the lower vicinity, in other words, in 3D common this is projection. So when we look at another, we're looking at a mirror of our own true essence. When I recognize the holiness of another, I'm claiming this for myself, and I'm saying, yes, I like what I see. I like what I see. Now, they're saying that this occurs again as we spiral upward. So when we claim a master's inheritance, when we claim a master that we have an affinity for, an affection for, it is very plausible to recognize that what we're doing is claiming our own divine essence. And they're asking us to come into likeness. We're asking us to come into agreement with this experience, because as we will say yes to this very claim, what we do is declare our own true worth. We declare our inheritance. So this is not blasphemy. This is the cause for celebration, because as we attune to our light, we recognize our wholeness. We recognize this light, and we bring each other up. We bring the masses up. We bring all those into this one common denominator of truth. And that's the commonality that we're claiming for all, because we're not claiming this divine inheritance just for our own little lonesome, just for our own self, the self that resides in the chair, the one laying in the bed listening to the program. on the recording. As we claim this, what we're doing is saying yes to the truth for all. And that's what we are attending to. Each of us have decided, have incarnated in this very important lifetime to bring forth the master recognition to the claim for all. And so as we will adjust to this, as we will recognize like equals like, and we come to recognize our equal status to these masters, that we appear in the light or appear in the dreams or appear at the foot of the bed. For some of you, what you're doing is recognizing your own true inheritance. You're recognizing your own true light. Now, this is very important, because otherwise, indeed, you will always need another to lift you up. You will always need another to help you over. And it's not that we do not stand ready to assist. We are here. We are here in numbers. We are here in droves, the legions of angels. So you must understand that we come supplied. We come when you call us, but you must also understand who it is that you are, because as you see yourselves to be less than that which is supporting, guiding, enabling you to rise in your capacity, to rise in your power, you're missing your own holy claim. So we remind you, yes, when you walk on dear whole Mother Earth, to remember that there is a master that is walking in your shoe steps. Yes, so when you walk in this earth, you want to experience yourself to be that master. Now you may say, I have room to grow, I have lessons to learn, I am not quite there yet, please do not leave me on my own. And we will adjust accordingly, but it is time, dear ones, it is time to begin to recognize the power that you move with, the power that you experience life with, because without this power, quite frankly, you will be quite lost, right? You will be scared. And this is what occurs, this rampant exchange of the fear molecules, because this is the consciousness that you all abide on, and you believe that you are just these little chickens, you are these mice, you know, running the chicken without the head. And you see this often, yes? You watch the paranoia, you watch the fear, and it kind of goes rampant. So you are coming to a place of adjusting your paradigm, you are adjusting your spectacles, you are coming to understand and witness your claim, and your claim is your power. So when you get a little bit tizzy, when you go into the fright, which you may do, and you become the chicken without the head, we ask you to engage in a bit of truth. And the truth is, you have taken your power and you have allowed fear to run wild. Yes? And so you're having quite a fearful moment. You are having a little bit of a scare or such. Perhaps you will get the headache, you will get the bellyache or whatever. But the important point is to recognize that as a master, you have taken your power and decided to play with a bit of fear. Now, this is very important, because what you're doing is recognizing, in fact, that you call the shots. You call the shots and what you are dreaming up next. If you want to see what it is like to dream with fear, well, there you go. And you establish it, because then you notice all the other things to be fearful of. Have you ever seen this? You're fearful of one thing and then you get reminded, well, maybe I should be fearful of this and worry about this. And then you attract more fear energy and off to the races, as they would say. Now, we're not saying this to say there's any error in this. We're saying this to help you recognize in truth what is occurring. You have decided to engage in a life of fear, and so it is passed. It is a bit like the hot potato game. You pass and you pass and you pass. Now, we say this because as you will anchor in your truth, remember, you were all wearing the master's shoes, the master slippers and nylons and such. And so as you recognize that you have had the power all along, remember, there are no masters in the sky higher than you. They are helping you remember your own true source, your own true divinity, your own master claim. And so when you recognize this, you say to yourselves, if you will, please remember this. I am mastering that fear very well. Am I not doing a fine job of showing myself what a fearful day might look like? You see, dear ones, we ask you to bring this to your awareness, perhaps with a chuckle. I am very good. I am very good. A tornado of fear. Look at that. Look what I have attained. I even have the holy headache. Because you see, dear ones, when you recognize your skill level, when you recognize your power, well, then you have choice. Because if you can do this in a matter of moments, you give yourself the bellyache. What else can you do? What else can you do when you open up to grace, when you open up to love, when you open up to divinity, and you say, I have played with this. I wonder if I can play with my power in a new way. I wonder if I can make a new choice and create a loving situation just with the energy of love. I wonder what I can whip up. I wonder what I can stir up, what I can create, what I can manifest as I choose a new vibration. You were learning about vibration, yes? You have the teachings of the attraction, like equals like. Now, we ask you to consider how you are using this formula throughout your day, like equals like, because when you tune in to the new channel, the new radio, you open up to divine grace. Nothing has changed. The world is still the same. But you have opened up to divine grace and say, okay, now with my divine grace, what can I experience? What can I claim? What can I bring to my own awareness? What can I create? You see, you are not trying to change the world overnight. Let the world do its thing. It has different, in truth, different worlds out there, depending on vibrational reality you are attending to. And we will explain this in the days to come, because this is essential that you understand that you are a vibration and the experiences that you have are vibrational. So you really want to take your power back and understand is as you appropriate your concern to your vibration, your frequency, you will create as the master. Because this is how you will create the physical healings that are due. Some of you, this is how you're going to create the golden coins, the new career opportunities, and whatever you want to create and establish. Perhaps you want a ministry to be able to serve. Well, you cannot serve others until you have figured out how to serve yourselves. Because if you are serving out of the lower dimensions, service will only take you so far. Yes, duality, up, down, up, down. It is a good day. It is not such a good day. Now they have bombed us. Not now they have bombed us. Because you see, this is how you're playing the fear energy, and it goes round and round. Each of you are choosing a new direction. Each of you are responding to the call of love, and we congratulate you for this. We praise your holy name. In all truth, there are ascended beings of light that as you pray for each other, we pray on your behalf for you to awaken, for you to awaken to your powers, for you to awaken to your gifts. Because we are not going to save the world from outer space, dear ones. You are going to bring forth your own abilities. You will save yourself from your lower claim. You will no longer witness the fear. You will no longer witness the discharge of the afflictive emotions. You will come to master the emotional bodies, the mental bodies, yes, and you will function out of your higher heart. So you are learning this day by day, and this is important. This is important because if you cannot master yourself in the kitchen, it will be quite an ordeal to try to master the energies of a courtroom, the energies of your political system, if you cannot handle your own vibration within a small quarters, understand? So this is very important skill, shall we say, shall we call it that? For argument's sake, we will call it development. You are developing your understanding of how to master your energy, how to promote kindness. Kindness to self. Let us speak of this for a moment. Kindness of self. You are offering ones to others, and then you're saying, I should have, could have, I didn't give enough, I didn't serve enough. You see? Now, what you are offering then is a negative thought system. So you hand the cookie, you hand the dollar bill, you hand the scholarship, and you hand them your thoughts. So you say, here is a demonstration of my faith, and here is a demonstration of my limitation. Enjoy. Enjoy. And then you wonder why things are not manifesting in the level that you feel like you're entitled to, and you're correct. You are very correct. You are entitled. You are entitled. But you must understand that your thoughts are also being delivered. Your feelings are also being delivered. So you want to pay attention and see what's going on there. What are you cooking up? What are you dreaming up? Because when you're bringing your beliefs in lack, you're bringing your beliefs in separation. I am separate from what I need. I have done a good job. I am calling the husband. The husband's not answering the phone. What is wrong with him? You see, you are demonstrating your belief in separation. You're demonstrating your belief in judgment. And then you look to your ministry, whatever it may be. What is your ministry? It is your home life. It is your career. It is your children. Whatever it is that you are growing. And we ask you to pay attention to the life that you are bringing to that which you would like to create. Are you bringing life? Are you bringing life-affirming beliefs? Are you bringing limitation? Are you bringing lack? Are you bringing the belief in separation? Now, you're going to do that. You're going to do that because you have been trained in the belief in dualism. You have been trained in the belief in separation. This is the ego. So it is no big thing to notice it, but we ask you to notice. We ask you to pay attention what you believe all through your day, all through your day. When it comes to mind, what am I believing? What am I believing? Who am I judging? Why am I still believing in judgment? Who is believing in judgment? You see, these are good questions to ask yourself, because as you will ask without judgment, of course, you begin to awaken. You begin to awaken to another awareness, another presence. And that, dear ones, is the game. That's the ball game. To awaken to a new presence, to awaken to a new presence of consciousness. Because as you do that, as you claim that, you may do very little in terms of the action, in terms of taking the feet of the motion, but you are activating the heart and you are creating a new life cycle and you are birthing a new earth without a lot of movement at all. And suddenly you would get the phone calls. We would like to extend a charitable donation. Who should we make the check out to? You see, you have not knocked on a lot of doors. You have simply recognized your innocence. You have claimed a new reality. And that new reality functions on the premise, on the basis of love. And because now you're vibrating to love, love comes vibrating back to you. How may we serve you? Now, there's no other, yes? So can we agree on that? As we begin to believe this, that it is all a dream of self? So as you are working with love, love is reporting back to duty. So pay attention to how you create, because this is marvelous. This is marvelous. And if you create out of lackluster and lackluster returns, celebrate, celebrate, because you're witnessing a creation. I created that. Not much momentum. So let me see how I can adjust that. But if you can start to notice cause and effect, if you can start to witness the mind, the dreaming mind, notice the dreaming mind, because you are taking back your power. You are recognizing that you've been dreaming out of a lower vibration. Now, once you do that, you have choice. You have choice. Now, this is how we will begin to extend our offerings to help each of you, including those listening to the recording later on, comfortable in their bedroom slippers. We see you, we know who you are, because you all exist in the present moment, the linear belief. It's a linear belief, this belief in time. You are all in the here and now, and we welcome each of you. We welcome each of you. And this is what we bestow to each of you. As you begin to offer yourself to this higher attainment, we will bring forth the gifts of actualization. So as you will import your own faith, as you will import your own kindness in starting to learn to believe like a master, to witness your own master self, to begin to witness a master self in others, play with this. You are out to dinner, you were waiting on your steak dinner, look at another table and see them as a master in disguise, a master in shorts. How about that? I saw a master in shorts tonight. Just to witness this for yourself, because there's no other, you are recognizing yourself. You are always recognizing yourself. What am I recognizing about myself? What am I saying about myself? What am I believing about myself? What am I believing about myself? Because as you bring these awarenesses to self, you have opportunity. You realize you have not been in control of your creations at all. And then you have choice. By recognizing it, you will respond to your new coursework of love. So the miracles, we have strayed a bit, the miracles. So as you open up to your creative powers, we will assist. You may call it a bit of the matching program. As you apply, you're a good measure, you're a good witness of truth. We will applaud you, and we applaud by the amplification of that which you offer. offer your best in prayer and we will apply accordingly. Yes? Is this not a good offer? Is this not a good offer? So again, this is something that we share because we want you to understand the law of multiplication. As you will serve the light, it will grow and multiply in ways that bring forth your desired outcomes. Now let us speak of the desired outcomes, because sometimes you are thinking a bit plain Jane. Desired outcomes out of the linear mind sometimes leaves you lacking at the end. So allow that desired outcome to be one of upliftment and joy. So whatever areas you're looking for your better half, you're looking for the higher attunement, focus on the energy to which you would aspire to. So if the energy is one of freedom, if the energy is one of lightness, if the energy of one is one of being in bliss, bring that feeling of bliss, bring in that feeling of bliss and allow the universe to create, allow your higher self, your divine self, to bring forth that which will bring you that feeling. Because your limited self, your linear self, only knows, as it has been explained, past occurrence. It tends to think in a limited fashion. We're helping you to expand, to think outside the box of your limited being. This is a priority, because as you will dream as a master, as you will explore as a master, you will find that it can get even better than you can imagine. And why not? If you are all of it, why could you not create to your heart's delight? Why could you not? It is due you. Each of you are learning how to extend love. And as you do, you will be serving many that will report to duty. You will be teaching them, and it will be their honor as well as yours. Some of you will be actual teachers, and you will be on the podium, and you will be giving instruction. Persist than this, such as is being shown. Some of you are teaching by example. Some of you are demonstrating miracles that are due you, and others are learning by watching you. Others are learning by receiving your energetic offering. You show up in a doctor's office and you impart wisdom, and you leave thinking you have left, but your energy is still on the seat. It is still there, yes? And someone comes in needing healing, needing to understand their power. They receive your light. They receive the knowledge, the wisdom that you have embodied. This is what it means to be a creator being, to step out of this linear thought, to recognize that you exist primarily vibrationally, and your vibration is reported out, is signaled, is broadcast. So how many beings can you help? Let us say millions, each of you, millions. We may even go a little further, but we will begin at millions. It's a nice round number. Do you understand then the impact that you have recognized you can bring forth in this lifetime, in this very important lifetime? Because it is a lifetime of transition. Your consciousness is transitioning to a new attainment, a new requirement. So this means you are going to learn a new dance, a new dance. This is our primary concern, our offering, is to help you acquire a taste for those new dance steps. So we practice. Each moment is an opportunity to practice declaring your light, declaring your true inheritance, recognizing that you have pulled the wools over your eyes, you have created out of fear, you have the bellyache. And once you recognize, in my masterful self, I have done this. And you acquire a taste for the good life, and you begin to create with light. You begin to remind yourself there is no separation. It is all me. And you begin to ascend. we bring forth this teaching because in truth we have brought it forth in many lifetimes. You have heard this in many languages. We come to you outside of the English language and report, but sometimes it is good to hear it with clarity, to receive it on different levels so that all of the cells can receive the energy, receive the light. The DNA is recognizing its divine inheritance as we bring this forth. So this teaching this evening is being received on different levels. One is the voice. Most importantly is the activation, the light, the cellular acceptance. Receiving this offering, allow all of your cells, imagine all of your cells receiving more light, having more light than when they first walked in or when you first listened to this recording. Because in truth, this is indeed what is occurring. You are vibration. You are vibration. So we will seal this activation in love, in holy honor of the masters that we serve quite proudly. We will begin in our normal format as we attune to the requests of the channeler. She has a special request at this time that we wish to honor in trust of all that she is doing to be of service, and allow us a brief pause and we will report to duty as it is said. And so it is.